Well, Johan, it looked like you had a comfortable afternoon. Unfortunately, the rest of the side didn't really.
Well, comfortable is when you lose, it's never comfortable. It was hard work, having lost four very important wickets, But in the end, we had a nice partnership with Muchi. And if we could have gotten to 130, we might have given him a better game. But it was all right.
It was always going to be tough to defend 114. And for vast periods of the time while you were out there, nobody knew what the score was. I bet you kept looking up at the scoreboard, wondering where you were, because it kept freezing.
Yeah, that was a bit frustrating at times, to be honest. But I think at the stage of the game, we were just trying to create a partnership. We were sort of taking it over by over. Like I said, if we could have got to 135, we probably would have had a better chance. But losing four big players very early, it's tough to recover from.
What kind of wicket was that? Because first impressions, having watched Durham bat, it looked like a hard wicket to get runs on. But I mean, Nottinghamshire have shown us that perhaps it wasn't in the end. They got there fairly comfortably in the end.
It was a little bit slow, a little bit sticky. The way the players got out up front was also a couple of good shots, just unfortunately straight to the fielders, you know. But I think if we won the toss, we would have put them in. So, maybe the wicket got better throughout the day. Sometimes this happens in 2020. You've got to recover quickly and get on with it.
Well, that's the thing. There's so many games in a row, you can't really dwell on it. You had the elation of a last ball win at Headingley on Friday night, and then this today, you've got to pick yourselves up for Derbyshire on Wednesday.
Definitely. I mean, you can't think about this too much. 2020 cricket doesn't allow for that. It doesn't allow for it after the game. It doesn't allow for it during the game. You know, you've got to think on your feet, and you've got to recover quickly and play the game. I mean, it takes a lot of skill and a lot of you still have to use your brain when you're out there. 2020 cricket. It's not just a bash and a hit and a giggle. So, sometimes you don't play as well as you want, because of the lack of time, it is difficult to recover. But you put it behind you, and we've got to get on, and we've got a good side. So we're certainly not afraid of anyone. You know, we go into every game believing we can win, and that's what we're trying to do.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, because you came and you had a trial with Durham the other day, and you got some runs against Lancashire in Gosforth last week. But you have actually played a lot of cricket abroad, haven't you, so far in your career?
Yes, I've played a bit. I started quite young, as a schoolboy, really. Played 10 years in South Africa, then played 3 years in New Zealand, and played a few games for Hampshire last season. So, I was fortunate enough to speak to Benki, and I came up and played a trial game. It went quite well, and got an opportunity. And I just want to enjoy it. Want to perform well, obviously, and want the team to win. And if I can contribute in any way, that would be great.
So Benki's the link, then. Is he somebody you know quite well from South Africa?
Well, Dale's obviously someone that I've looked up to my whole life. You know, he's a model professional. The people down here in Durham would know all about that. I know him. I spoke to him and then spoke to Jeff and came up and here I am now playing for Durham.